Okay, that that little gift of light is part of the performance piece, small piece of poetry. Diogenes Laertius, Diogenes the dog, rather, the cynic or the philosopher in 300 BC, used to go around the Greek marketplace, and he used to carry a lamp. And they would all say, Diogenes, the great philosopher, what are you doing carrying a lamp around the marketplace all day? And he would say, his famous saying was, I'm looking for an honest man. So tonight I gave you a little light. For me, I say when you use the light, try to find yourself. Okay? Maybe it'll help. And someone just said something a little different, said, find your way. So use it in the way you can, but something good. The second little piece that I found interesting was I got a call the other about a month ago, and I moved to a new place, and tape machine called me, some lady, or on a tape machine, and she said, can I ask a few questions? Please answer yes or no, or something, one or two, three. And she asked me if I was connected to the telephone company. I said yes. And she said two or three other questions. Well, and at the end she said, do you have any problems? And I said yes. And she said on the other side, this robot said, well, I'm very sorry. So of course I had to hang up the phone at that point. Okay. I noticed tonight that the police were in here. I always get nervous when the authorities are around. Some of my stuff can be questionable. So we'll start off with one that isn't so bad in case they're lingering around. I traveled the East Coast up and down, and I watched the ocean Atlantic off the cliffs of Cape Cod. Blue, dark blue, blood blue, and I watched them pull the 20 and 30 pounders out of the mudflat rivers in South Carolina's humidity. Then out from the beach lies the Gulf of Mexico with the warm waters where seabirds find their haven and sunsets in the aqua fresh blue and purple haze. What I've learned is that we are never what we wish to be. We are always searching for our true selves. What I've learned is that we never can leave others alone. We wish them to be what we wish them to be, even though we don't know for sure what that is. We can't seem to leave things alone, undisturbed and free. The beautiful parrot doesn't wish to eat the sweet delicacies that us humans admire so much. They get sick and die from such foods. What is good for us is not so good for them. And what then is good for you is not always so good for me. Don't make rules for me. Let me fly. Let my wings bring me to my own heights and soar where I wish to go. Everything deserves its own freedom, its own path, own environment without the poisons, chemicals, and bad taste of others. The pelicans glide within inches of the water. There lies their beauty, their art, their freedom. Try to capture it, change it, complain about it. It will disappear. It is what it is. We need to leave it at that. Learn to admire what was given, even praise what is given. The seabirds glide, showing grace. The parrot shows colors. The dolphins, the fish, all the animals can teach us togetherness. Okay, I'll start to take a little more of a chance now. And this is one that I wrote recently. I won't say last night. I can't stand it when poets say, "Oh, I just wrote this 10 minutes ago, and I'm going to throw it on you all." No, I won't do that. Okay. Now, by the way, those that I guess you know, you got the post. What is it? The little business card. There's a website on there, and it's the website for Poets for Peace. And at that little website, we have over 30 videos of poets that have come forward and have read in this area. And I think they were very well accomplished poets too, all different styles of poetry and all different ages. And they recently went into Central High School and read for all the young adults there. And it was very successful. Donna Marie helped coordinate the event. And even the kids afterwards came up with magic markers and asked some of the poets to write their names on their T-shirts. So it was nice that, you know, something positive can be brought to young adults and be accepted, even if it's in hip-hop form or whatever kind of style, you know, of words. Which leads us to this. We are all one. Oneness. One. All of us. As quantum physics now tells us, as well as the physicists, as they now proclaim that the Big Bang Theory is a fact. And therefore, we are all connected and come from the same source. But sages and wise people have said that for centuries, that we are all one. And if so, it has been proven now by science. Then, to me, why do we keep shooting ourselves in our foot? I mean, we don't do this in real life. Few of us have cut off our fingers in order to save our own bodies. It seldom happens that way in real life. I mean, you might have heard it. Some about machinists who might have cut his fingers off to save his hand. But that has really not happened in our life, my life, and probably not most of yours. But in society, we are told every month of the year, we listen to those who tell us that it is necessary to shoot ourselves in order to survive, to cut off our feet in order to survive. The result is that we are all maimed, bruised, and need constant rehabilitation. I want to stay away from people who say that we have to kill or go to war in order to save our own self. The other part of ourself, that is supposed to be the good part. Yet who is to say, who is to judge which one is good, who is good? Seldom or never in real life do we cut off our fingers in order to save our brains or our head or our heart. Why then do we listen to those who say we must do it for society? The only thing that would really happen if we stopped is that we would have time to work on bettering the other parts of ourselves and for society's sake. That would be perhaps to feed the starving, educate the poor, stop racism, stop the hate, frustration, and stress, to stop anger, and to spend some time finding some peace and gentleness in this world. That is the only thing that would happen if we stopped killing our other parts, our other selves. There, that is all. No harm, no takeover, no threats, no nonsense, no greed. Here we are believing that we have to shoot off our own feet day after day, and if we just think about it, we would realize that it's foolish. It is not necessary. And it's not them who are in charge that we should be blaming. We should blame ourselves who accepted this hysteria. those foolish cries of wolf. We come to the war when they call. We do not stand up and shout, "Sit down and be quiet, you crazies. The roof is not falling in. Sit down, you fools, and stop all the hysteria. Stop all the nonsense. I will not go. My children will not come at their call, nor my friends, my family, or even my country shouldn't. Sit down, by God. Sit down and calm down. And stop crying out, wolf, wolf, wolf. And stop crying out, war, war, war." Thank you. Have time for one more. I wanted to end on a more personal poem, if I can find it. I always speak for, sometimes I say you, and I really mean we. You know, I don't want anybody to think that it's got to be, I'm throwing this out as, you know, everybody else but me. It's really everybody else but us. Because we all know what's right and what's wrong. I found the poem. This is sort of an internal struggle poem. And by the way, this says Eracism. My brother, I'm kind of proud of my brother. He from New Orleans. He's started this. Well, I don't think he was one of the founders of this organization in a very hotbed of racism of New Orleans. He started this, and it's they sit down every week and talk to people of all races and just char the fat, you might say. And recently with the new controversy with Reverend Wright, I believe, said something. And so my brother told people that they've been contacting, that they've been talking to different people of racism for years, just sitting down talking. They said maybe it's time to do that. So he's got all sorts of new satellite groups starting all over the country. So it's always good to see something positive. We talk a lot. Poets seem to talk, but sometimes it's nice to see some action, you know. Wildlife. We just did a concert for wildlife, a rescue, a benefit for wildlife at down in Sarasota, which is a good cause. A lot of poets came out and read it. And if you go on that website, you can get to see the videos of that show. And so I wanted to write something about wildlife for the wildlife concert, but I ended up writing this about wildlife, the man of man and humans. So got a little off kilter. Wildlife. And then there is the non-wildlife. And what is that? Us humans with trimmed locks and shaved faces. What happened to the wildlife, the wild man, the man of freedom? Free from the stress of the computer, the automobile, the job, the pressure to conform, looking right, acting right. What happened to the wildlife of man and woman? Lipstick, perfume, shaved legs, and now even the groin. What happened to the man of the earth? No, it's all true. What happened to the man of the earth, the woman of the surreal, the angelic muse? We have been documented, stamped, and then we wait to be approved. In the movie Baraka, we see the small baby chicks stamped and burned and branded and then tossed about in cages for the rest of their lives. We too are thrown into society's bonds and then brainwashed into thinking it is not really happening. Roped, tied up, and brainwashed and databased. I love the part where we have been so brainwashed that we are afraid to talk openly about sex or to discuss the fact that we have been duped and manipulated as we are fed false hopes and foolish belief systems even. It is all peppered up with false shame and guilt where we wish to yell out, I have had enough. I will not conform, and I want to yell out, I wish to be wild again. I want to be a part of the wildlife. I have to soar the great heights in the sky to know the glory once again, to let go of the web of technology and to let go of the net of conformity, to evade the peer pressure that demands that we must keep still. This is the wildlife that I wish to speak about, untamed and free and unharnessed, as I too need to be rescued as well, set free and stretched out in glory. I am the Earthman, the sexy lover of the swamp, the long-haired and non-sterile. I can now enjoy the freedom of my surrounding. How else can I see the lack of freedom of others and of the animals when I myself am not free? It's hypocrisy. Rescue me. Let me rescue myself from technology and from my peers babbling what I ought to do. My wings have been clipped and cut. I must sew them back on. It is never too late to view the sunrise and the dawn. The sun, is it not also rising to renew its own self? Okay. All right, thank you very, very much. I passed the audition.